The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:05, January 22nd, 2020, on this Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Great to have you with us. So I remember years ago, we were at a New Jersey Nets game when the Nets were in Jersey, right? And I think we were doing some promotion for the Nets. I remember I was there, and I was hired, and we went and we did New Jersey Idol, and we did it from the center court at halftime. It was so much fun, and all the Jersey folks came down all around New York, and the whole area came down, and it was like a talent show. It was just great to be on the floor, and it was great when the Nets actually, were playing some great basketball. And then I remember I sat down. They gave me a seat like right on the court there. Before we started our festivities. And then who's sitting next to me? Derek Jeter. So I was like, Derek Jeter. I'm a Yankee fan, I'm going to tell you. And I just like classy Yankees, Joe DiMaggio. And I just love the way Derek Jeter's style, how his style was. You know, he was just classy and always appreciative and very humble. And not to mention one of the great players of all time. Clutch player like ever before. And even if you're not a baseball fan, you just love Derek Jeter, right? And so now I'm next to Derek Jeter, man. And I'm like, and I hadn't met him or nothing. I said, hey, how you doing there? He could not have been nicer. I remember the humility of this guy, Derek Jeter, sitting there. And I got, I didn't want to bother him. Hey, so remember that game? Remember that? I didn't want to ask him all those questions. Hey, Derek, you think? And he was with this wildly beautiful young lady. What a surprise. And it was just that. Then we went into like this VIP kind of area. And Derek was there. And now, you see the kids were there, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, Derek Jeter is here, you know? I mean, no one was thinking about basketball then, you know? And I remember went over to him and said, you okay? You want to sit? And he could not have been more gracious for the caliber of talent that he was, right? Then cut all those years, always been a fan. And I'd say I was at the World Series. I forget which one it was with my buddy Vic Richel always tells me about this, and because I'm such a geek, I remember once I was at a Yankee game in Toronto, and I'm a huge Mattingly fan as well. Talk about humility and talent and great Yankees. Don is one of those, and Don Mattingly, a friend to this day. Don Mattingly is, and I told you I was sitting right on the dugout. It was in Toronto, in between shows or whatever I was doing, and right after the inning ended, they gave Donnie baseball, the baseball itself. So I told you this before, right? Donnie flicked the ball to me. He like flicked the ball like just to give me one to bounce off the dugout. Of course, I bobbled the ball, hit my head, you know. It was dropping all over. I could see Donnie roll his eyes like, oh, God, this guy. And it was so true. But with Derek, too, man, it was a World Series. And I'm sitting there, and we had some good tickets, probably given to me from somebody else, I'm sure, because I'm so cheap. So I'm sitting there, and then I look over, and Derek, in the middle of the World Series, looks over, and he does a nod to me, like, hey, Joe, like that. And like, and I'm looking around, and I said, did Derek? And again, Mr. Cool, what? And I had a look to my friend Vic. Did Derek Jeter just say hi to me? He goes, yes. He didn't even say hi back. I said, I didn't think he was talking to me. I'm looking over my shoulder. Who's he talking to? Huh? Mr. Cool, in the heat of the moment, you know? But Derek was always, always great. Then you go to his last game at Yankee Stadium where he hit that double, you know, to win the game. And I was there, too. It's just all about humility, man. And when you're that great and you have humility, it just knocks me out. I got to tell you, where does he go? He scores. He comes over. The game's over. The stadium's going nuts. And we were right behind. I mentioned this yesterday, Derek's father and mother. And he goes right to his parents. Boom. How about that? I mean, that was so, remember that? He went right to his parents. Right to, and he went right through, there was the net there, and he put his fingers through the net, and they grabbed his hands. You know, his parents grabbed their son's hands as one of the greatest Yankees of all time. Come on. This is a guy that is a second to none. And then I remember everybody's going, Derek, grabbing pictures, the cameras are going off. And I made sure I stopped, and I said to his father, I told you this yesterday, and I said, God, you are a great dad, man. From one dad to another, you are a great dad. And with shout out to Derek's mother as well. But, you know, being a single father, so appreciated how this guy brought his son up to be such a classy young man. So we congratulate Derek Jeter going into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. Just very exciting for New Yorkers everywhere and great for baseball. Just great, especially now with all the stuff going on with the buzzing and the signals and the thumping of the drums in Houston, you know. It could not have happened at a better time. So, Derek, we congratulate you and wish you all the very, very best. Hey, and also, it's so positive, 10 after 6 o'clock. Are you watching this impeachment thing? You know, we got to do. You have to play the theme to the Outer Limits. If you're old enough, you remember that great show. There was Twilight Zone, then there was Outer Limits. You know, we've taken control of your television set. Remember, it was so scary. That's the way it was on the floor of the Senate yesterday. I'm watching it. I'm trying to grasp it. And you know me. I always try to make can we make some common sense out of it? Okay, there's got to be a reason. It was so bizarre. It was so bizarre that we've gotten to this point. And aside from it being so weird and so out of the ordinary for you and I just trying to get up, I'm just going to watch my language. These politicians, and you know the good ones we have on the program, but these politicians down there, they have no concept of humility, of decency, of respect, of appreciation. They have no idea why they are down there. They have no idea. They're in their little club and they're playing to each other. How, and again, how Nancy Pelosi could start this whole thing, or no, she jumped on the bandwagon. And she felt the pressure. She had to start this whole thing. If I was a politician and I knew one homeless person was living in a tent on the streets in my district, that's where I would be. I would be going, hey, why is that person there? Let's help this person. Let's get this person to a shelter. Something. She doesn't even care. And Schiff too. Adam Schiff. He goes on and on. And he doesn't have... And this is what kills me. And you know, if you have a Ronald Reagan type approach, because there's nobody, no greater president television wise than the Gipper, you know, than President Reagan. And if you have that appeal on camera, then they're using Adam Schiff. And I actually heard the Democrats say, well, he knows how to make a presentation on camera. Are you kidding me? Adam Schiff? It's comical. And he goes on like he's like supposed, he doesn't even have the look. I mean, and I don't know how to describe it, but you have the look, you know, and I would only use Ronald Reagan as an example. You know, the presentation, the poise, because Ronald Reagan was a great actor. They didn't think he was a great actor, but I'm telling you what, he took those moments as president and he portrayed them brilliantly on camera. And Schiff was the absolute opposite of that. You and I go, what is this guy doing on camera? And again, to the point, does he go to his district and help the less fortunate? Does he go to his district and walk the streets? They don't care. And then I'm watching this unfold yesterday. 12 hours of this. Oh, my God. It's worse than waterboarding. But there it is. And I have to tell you, it's why I left the Democratic Party. Not that one Democrat cares. They could care. They don't care. But that's exactly what it was. I don't know who the Democrats are anymore. Are they the liberals that I would always appreciate? The liberals? Are they the blue dogs? Are they or are they socialist, progressive communists? And really, they've gone so left and so out. But the only scary thing is they came up with the impeachment. And if the Senate was full of Democrats, they would probably vote to get Donald Trump out of office. And I'm telling you what, you've heard this, and I think this might not be true. Nancy Pelosi wants to be president. That's right. And I saw Bette Midler tweet the other day. Nancy Pelosi's next. She's going to be president next. You know, they'll go after President Trump. If we didn't stay on our game and vote the right way, and I don't care what you are. I don't get me Republican. I'm just telling you, if we didn't stay on our game and vote the right way, they'll take President Trump out, and then they'd go after Mike Pence next, in the middle, and then who's there? And there's Nancy Pelosi waiting, and I don't doubt that that's what's in her mind. This is really sick, and we really got to stay on our game. And I would say to my Republican friends, and believe me, and I think both parties are just, I don't understand the whole political party structure at this point in the United States of America. I just don't understand it. You got to be a Republican. You got to be a Democrat. Come on. I don't understand it. But when they have to start thinking about this next election, and for some reason, and I can't understand or can't answer the question why, maybe you can call and tell me, 877-970-2999. And you know me, I'm just an objective. I really am an objective guy. If I support the president, God forbid. Hey, what am I? Did I get invited? I got invited to go to that rally in Jersey. People go, Joe, you going to be in Jersey? I ain't going to go just to go stand around. I just don't do that. I don't, you know, with due respect, I'll vote for the man. I support the man. I think he's the right president at the right time. There's nobody better than that. And Donald Trump is doing the best. I never knew he would do such a great job as president. But I ain't going to go kissing up to anybody. We will make the formal request through the radio station to do an interview with the president and with Congressman Van Drew, who comes on the show, who's a great guy, by the way. But I'm not going to go grovel. Hey, like when I was at the White House, remember I tell you that? Why didn't you shake the president's hand? Because he should.
Hey, Mr. President, it's me. Hi, Mr. President.
It's just not in my nature to do that, you know? But I would say to my Republican friends, you got to take the gloves off. And they got to get, and I hope Bull Durham, as the president calls him in Connecticut, and A.G. Barr, I hope they got something. They got to come. You can't just let it go. The Democrats are not going to stop. Once this fails in the Senate, and it will fail in the Senate, and President Trump will go on and keep doing the great job that he's doing. And I'm sorry if you don't like when I say that, but show me something that he's not doing that is right. Show me something that he's not doing that is right. But Bernie Sanders, they go after Bernie Sanders after Hillary says that. Hillary starts nailing Bernie Sanders again. She's got a thing. And he goes, the most dangerous president of our time. The most dangerous president of our time. Bernie, are you kidding me? If Bernie Sanders gets in, we got Venezuela. Look at Venezuela. Oh, my Lord. But the Republicans got to start coming out. Subpoenas should have been flying out already. They should be going in. In my opinion, I was, you know me, Mr. Docile Olive Branch. Let's all be peaceful. I decided watching this yesterday, the Democrats aren't going to stop. They're not going to stop. Trust me. After this is over, they're going to do it all over again. What did Maxine Waters say? Impeach 45. Impeach 45. Is everybody drinking that? I don't know. I'm just saying allegedly. She looks slammed all the time, as does Nancy Pelosi. Maybe there's a little bar down there. And the guy, impeach 45. It's like, give me a break. She started it then, before anything even started. They're going to do it again. The Republicans, someone's got to stand up in the Republican Party and fight these people back and go after Clapper and Brennan and Comey and, yes, Hillary. We just let these things go. And I'm not a fighter. I go, look, let's just work this out together. But am I wrong? Should somebody step up and really go between the eyes of the Democrats and say, all right, you want to play this game? Watch this. Somebody's got to do that. And the Republicans, I never knew, were such gentlemen and gentleladies. I never knew that. But they are. But I don't know that that's the way you got to fight. The Democrats are the most vicious of any political group anywhere, including Antifa. And I never knew that till I saw this last night. They're going after this. It's sick. It's ridiculous that we have to spend time on this. And they have homeless in the streets of the United States of America. We have kids shooting kids in the inner cities of the United States of America. We have potholes, crumbling infrastructure, and our taxes keep going up. And we're paying for free people to come into this country who don't even belong in this country. Yes, we welcome you like the Statue of Liberty. But when my people came into this country, they learned the laws. They learned the language. They wanted to become American. They saw the Statue of Liberty. They got tears in their eyes. Let's go and become American. Now they come in. They say, you got to be like us. We coming in here. You got to be like us. And if you're not, we're going to kill you. What the heck is happening here? Somebody's got to get tough. They have to legally go through. This is just a gentle suggestion, respectfully submitted to my Republican friends. You got to start fighting now, man. And nobody's better than Jay Sekulow. Nobody, he is great. He is great up there. The legal team that the president has is stellar. We shouldn't even be there. They should be thanking this president for what he's doing. And you're pro-Trump. No, I'm not. I get invited to nothing. They never call, hey, Joe, president would like you to come down because you support. Never. What am I, in the inner circle? I'm not. I just want what's best for this country. And what's happening in Washington now is an absolute disgrace. It's an embarrassment, disgrace. Now it's time to take the gloves off. See, I started real docile. I get myself fired up. Joe Concha is going to join us. Joe's a great guy, media reporter, columnist for The Hill. Very, very bright young man. Joe, you don't want to miss what Joe has to say. Russ Salzberg, my man, Russ. The legendary New York sportscaster. Russ is going to join us. We're going to talk about Derek Jeter, elected almost unanimously. You don't want to miss Big Al's take on that. One guy did not vote, or girl, sports writer, did not vote for Derek Jeter. Who is that person? Let's find that person. Charlie Payne, my man. He is the pocket square king and one of the brightest minds at Fox Business and Fox News. Charlie will join us. And Scott Chesney is he's such an inspirational guy. We are doing an event down in Asbury Park. We're doing a fundraiser for the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, and that is on the 5th of February, and we'll let you know what's going on through Mr. Scott Chesney. Debbie Duhaime, always out there looking out for you on the roads. Good morning to you, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Oh, that Christopher Reeve, he was such an inspiration, right? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And Dana, too. What a tragedy.
Dana,
you know? Yeah, they were great. And I've been helping the Reeve Foundation when I can, and this is a great event in Asbury Park with Jay Moore, comedian Jay Moore, who's from Verona, New Jersey, you know.
Oh, wow.
And,
and
Jeff Norris, one of the all-time funny guys of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a great night, Dan. I'm going to drop in, just say hi. We got a lot of, and then down in Georgia this
weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going to
be fun.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe Piscopo, you Italian now, Joe? What do you
think? I don't think they all have heavy accents, do they?
I don't know.
Well, I think everybody, like transplants.
I have to
now.
Tell you, exactly. Everybody is moving to Georgia. I said, where do you live today? I have dear friends who have just moved to Georgia. It's all about, I think it's about, certainly the good people. They're very, very nice, friendly people down south like that. But taxes, and taxes, Deb.
I know. As a matter of fact, my friend Mary Lou, I heard from her over the holidays.
She
relocated to Georgia. And
really?
She and her husband moved down there, and they love it.
Wow,
they love it down there.
Yeah.
She listens every morning, by the way. She listens faithfully every morning. So,
what's her name?
Shout out to Mary Lou Vandenberg.
Mary Lou. Yeah. They're listening. We love you. We love you, Mary Lou.
She's
and
great.
We love you, Debbie Duhaime. Debbie's looking out for you in New York on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Go get him, Deb.
Joe, let's go to the PATH trains. We're seeing delays right now. Journal Square to 33rd. It's all due to some ongoing signal problems in Hoboken. We're also seeing delays on the Newark AirTrain as well with some ongoing switching problems. And if you're heading out to Newark Airport, definitely want to plan ahead for that one. Let's go to the Garden State Parkway northbound. We're going to see some stop-and-go traffic for you on the Garden State Parkway northbound as you get up toward 145 with an accident just cleared out of the way. And if you're heading to the Deegan South at Fordham Road, that accident just cleared. Stop and go on the westbound belt heading right out toward Leffords Boulevard. It's kind of busy on the LIE West out through Casina Boulevard and the Southern State eastbound at Belmore Road into North Belmore. Some earlier problems cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 39, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Did you take your balance of nature yet? See what you do, what I do, I tell you. Okay. So I get up in the morning, and then I put everything out. It's so funny because I'm so meticulous like this with what I put into my body. You know, I try to stay as healthy as I can. So I take three balance of nature veggies, the fruits, and I put them out right in front of me. So when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is take the balance of nature. Boom. I swear to goodness, just like that. Take water, boom, three, and boom, three, just like that. Don't boom, just like that, right? And then after the show, three more fruits of the balance of nature. And then I track it meticulously. I make sure I have three more about 4 o'clock or so. And then right before bed, I take three more. So because the way we do our life, can you believe we go? No one's stopping. No one's retiring anymore. We're just going, man. So that's why I stay on the balance of nature journey. So I stopped by a health food store just to check in to see what was going on my way home yesterday. I'll tell you about it. I was with the good folks at De La Russa yesterday. What a great organization. I'll tell you about that. So I say to the gal at this health food store, you ever tried balance of nature? She goes, oh, what's balance of nature? I said, oh, do we carry that? I said, well, no, you got to go online. Balanceofnature.com. I'm going, use the discount code, The Answer. I'm selling Balance of Nature to the lady because I want to see what's there. Nothing in that store equals the balance of nature. And I was telling this gal that nothing in that store equals what you get 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables, just on a single serving. I keep telling you, just a daily dose of balance in nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. No health food store has any item that could equal that. And then we got this for you, the 35% off, please. Yes, I said 35% off and free shipping. Yes, I said free shipping on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies, balance of nature. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Again, the discount code, the answer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger.
It's Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, Sundays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hey, Joe on the radio, are you ready? Drum roll. Today is the day. This and every Wednesday, we are going to give you a chance to win an entire case of that delicious, that authentic, that always fresh Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Oh, yeah, Michael's of Brooklyn, been around for almost 50 years. You know they make the best sauce around. Now, the person who calls in and gives us the correct answer to the Italian trivia question we have for you today will be the lucky winner. 6 jars. That's an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. All right, here we go. Canned herring are called sardines because the canning process was first developed in which town in Italy? Now, I know it sounds like you know the answer, but I know it because I've been to that town. But I guess that's okay to phrase it like that. And let me welcome Al and Frank to the show, of course, always. And Frank, good morning to you. And Albert, good morning to you.
Morning.
Whose question was
mine.
This guy?
Come on.
All right, okay. And Frank's keeping quiet, so I'm sure he loves this question.
No, it's fine. I've heard worse.
I love how I'm getting judged by the two of you.
It's fine.
The one who puts together questions.
It's fine.
I never hear any of you in the years that we've been doing this kind of, I'm going to do it. I'll write it up. No.
Not just with Al's questions, but with everything. I'm trying to reserve my criticism for when it's really warranted.
Thank you.
There you go.
Well done.
It's not a Hall of Fame question, you know, but it's fine.
There is a discrepancy there, but I won't address it because it's just a minor discrepancy.
Oh, poor Al. You already called me fat. What's the minor discrepancy?
I never once said you were fat. Not once did I call you fat.
You said big. No. Whatever. What's the
big
minor
Al.
Discrepancy?
Big Al. Come on. That's your personality.
Yeah.
Canned herring are called sardines because the canning process was first developed in which town in Italy? I'll tell you, give us the answer. It's 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999, because I don't know, and you may be right, Al, but it's not technically a town. I think so. But let me leave it at that. That's the hint I'm going to give you. That's all. It's a good question. It is. Canned herring are called sardines because the canning process was first developed where in Italy? Which town in Italy? Okay. 877-970-2999. The first person. I can see Al working so hard on the question. Me and Frank, no mercy.
No, full disclosure. Full disclosure. I didn't work that hard.
We can tell.
Okay. We can tell. 877-970. By the way, if you don't get true on the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Join AM970TheAnswer.com.
And Joe, we want to remind people that if they've won before, they're not eligible. Because we've seen a lot of sneaky listeners who've won before trying to win again.
Hey, my name's Tom. Wait, no, it's not. Okay, Michael's of Brooklyn. You know Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM970. The Answer.
Frankie Valli and the boys. Let it rip, Al. We got it. There's a man at Bloomfield Avenue, Francesco Stephen Castelluccio. Frankie Valli's still out there on the road just ripping it up at the Four Seasons with Piscopo and Frankie Five Boroughs and Big Al and Debbie Duhame. Did we get a winner, guys? Did we have a winner yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Oh, this is good then. That means it was a little. It wasn't a discrepancy. I just wanted to be more exact in the question. But Al was. I thought it was great. And we're going to give away a full case, and we're waiting for a winner. As soon as we do, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Hey, good morning, and Frankie, how you doing this morning? All good with
you? I'm doing great. Absolutely.
With you, everything all right? Everything, Al, you doing all right there?
Yeah. Keep criticizing me. It's only 31 minutes since you started the show. Go ahead.
You got a little stopwatch like that. Hey, anyway.
We should take bets as to how quickly you criticize me in the morning.
No, we don't criticize. What am I criticizing?
Well, you said, you know, about the question. You had an issue. It was a discrepancy.
I just wanted to make sure it was legitimate as I possibly could.
It's a fairly easy answer, you would think.
You know, Al, you would think so, but if I hadn't been there, I don't know that I would have thought it was that easy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not quite sure. So that's why it was good. In that case, it's a good answer.
You shouldn't drink out of my cup.
Man, you with the, my goodness gracious, going in.
That person is, now, listen, we have an island for this show. Hank just came off the island. I have an island. Once you go on it, you don't get off of it. So... there's already one person who's permanently there. Now they have a visitor. So that's it, you know.
Well, we'll see. We do. We put people on the island. But it's because we could be cocky. Hey, Frank, listen, before we go into the rest of the news, we'll break with Al, and then we'll come back on what's happening with this impeachment fiasco. So I'm going to say it on the air because people, I just want to make sure we're covering the show. I think a request to Congressman Van Drew for an interview on location at the rally next Tuesday. This Tuesday, is that where it is? Next Tuesday in Wildwood, right? Right? And then number two, to the White House, a request to interview the president down there as well at that night. And I'm just making a nice request on the air. So, all right. So we'll just.
Absolutely.
So what do? You go to the press people?
For this event, there's special credentials just for the event.
I think we may have
missed the deadline, but I will reach out to the congressman's folks and see if they can't help us get to the front of the line anyway.
And then I'll make a couple requests, too, through some folks I know in the Donald Trump camp, as it were. And we'll see. But if not, you know, we're not groveling. We don't need to grovel. I'm not going to grovel. And, you know, but everybody should appreciate when we put them on the program. We do that with respect and we do it with love and for what's right in the country. So, hey, it's Joe on the radio. Frankie, by the way, before we break, did you see that? You didn't even watch. I'm such a news junkie. I sit through and watch these ridiculous, hearings. Like when I see watching down what's happening in Washington, I can't sit through this. I couldn't even keep my attention on this ridiculous fiasco down in the Senate. This impeachment quote-unquote impeachment trial, for crying out loud. Did you watch any of it?
Very little. I honestly, after the third or fourth Schumer amendment, all of which ended in the same result, I realized that it's pretty pointless and pretty monotonous. So, no, I watched very little of it.
It was tough to watch. It was tough to watch. It made no sense at all in the way they set it up. And then I can't believe that the networks are just staying on it. And they keep what? They just keep shooting this like we're supposed to sit there and watch it. If I can't watch it, you know it's boring. So there's a lot to get into today. You know what? I did want to give a shout out to the New Jersey State Troopers for going to Puerto Rico. You know, I don't know how or why. Puerto Rico had a terrible earthquake. There's so many of our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters here. They listen down in Florida. And no one is stepping up. So it's good that the New Jersey State Police is going to help the island commonwealth following that recent rash of devastating earthquakes. And the gal that I chatted with at the health food store, I said, where are you from? Her family's from Puerto Rico. How are they doing? Yeah, they're doing okay. But then for, like Al said yesterday, to have warehouses full of supplies that never got there. And then everybody who accused who? They accused the president.
Well, not just one warehouse. It was,
yeah, exactly.
I think it was two warehouses.
Warehouses.
That had been storing supplies since the hurricane, since what was it, Maria? I think was the hurricane that hit them a couple of years ago.
I believe so, yeah.
All right, so it's been sitting there. What were they waiting for? The next disaster has happened. You're supposed to release those supplies. So now there's big protests in Puerto Rico. They want the governor to resign. This is the Commonwealth here has been a mess for years. There is widespread corruption. They are not doing right by the citizens there. And you're right. They've been blaming Trump. This has nothing to do with the president. This has everything to do with the government that is currently established in Puerto Rico and the government before that.
And the fact of the matter is, you're absolutely right, Al. They blame the president, but now it's not the president. The president was right. They're not doing their job. Now, all those Democrats that accused and made such a – they went so viciously after the president, blaming him about Puerto Rico, and especially those New York politicians that did that. Where are they now? I want to see a politician step up and say, you know what? We were wrong, and we'd like to apologize to the president. We see he did send the supplies down there, and now we're going to go and see exactly what's going on and try to end the corruption down there. That's what I want to see. There's never an apology after the fact. There's never any humility down there in Washington. They make a vicious attack. They ruin lives. And like the Mueller probe, somebody's got to apologize for that. You know what? I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It's okay to be humble like that.
And one other thing, Joe, kudos to David Begno from CBS News. He's been on top of this since the very beginning. He actually has been to Puerto Rico numerous times, reported on this story about how the whistleblower, one of the people in the governor's cabinet, who was fired. The governor fired three people because they were trying to reveal this information.
Oh,
like, hey, by the way, we have supplies here. Governor fired all three of them. But David Begno has been on top of this story since Hurricane Maria. He's done such a great job. I know everybody likes to rip the news for this, that, and their bias.
Right.
David Begno has done fantastic reporting on this.
There you go. And Big Al, don't want to miss Big Al's take on Russ Salzberg as well. Russ going into the
Russ should be in the Hall of Fame.
With Derek Jeter going into the Hall of Fame. Joe Concha is going to join us, Charlie Payne, and Scott Chesney as well. And you always, I see, at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines, and we'll check our winner in the Michaels of Brooklyn contest, and I'll tell you what the discrepancy was, but I bet you got the answer anyway. Hey, it's Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs, Debbie Duhame. Here's Big Al right now with the news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
27 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One person is dead. Another is in critical condition this morning after a fire ripped through their Park Slope, Brooklyn apartment. The blaze broke out just before 2 a.m. in a four-story Fifth Avenue building. Firefighters found a man and a woman in the bedroom of their apartment in bad shape. The fire was contained to just one apartment. No word yet on what ignited the blaze. Governor Cuomo proposing a $178 billion state budget, including an overhaul of the Medicaid system, in order to address an expected shortfall. Under the proposal, municipalities would have to pony up more cash if their Medicaid spending grows by over 3% as the state faces an expected $6 billion funding gap, largely driven by programs' expenses. Governor Cuomo also proposed what he calls the nation's most aggressive climate change program, additional infrastructure spending, and a new formula in terms of funding schools. He wants more state funding put into poorer schools while taking some away from wealthier towns. Finally, Governor Cuomo restated his desire to see marijuana legalized for adults, saying that the budget is the best option towards getting it passed. Governor Murphy says he's going to propose no fare increase for New Jersey transit in next year's budget. That would make it a third year in a row with no increase. Murphy made the announcement in Kearney, where he greeted the graduating engineering class yesterday. And New Jersey transit has been plagued with problems, delays, and cancellations over recent years, in part due to a shortage of engineers. Murphy says we can't fix the problem in one day, but New Jersey transit is moving in the right direction. In sports, Derek Jeter officially on his way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. His induction comes as little surprise, as the Morris County, New Jersey native had a career .310 batting average, notched 3,465 hits, knocked in 1,311 RBIs, won five World Series with the Yankees. The Islanders beat the Rangers at MSG 4-2. St. John's was beaten by Marquette 82-68. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's see what's happening right now on the PATH trains. Delays due to a broken rail between Newport and Christopher Street. Journal Square-bound trains are operating via Hoboken, so do expect delays system-wide on the PATH trains. Also, Newark AirTrain delays with switching problems. Major problems right now on the New Jersey Turnpike up through Newark. New Jersey Turnpike northbound car lanes. Looks like a very serious accident reported in the right lane. Over on 46 eastbound, getting out toward the Route 3 merge in Clifton. An accident with injuries over there. It's still stop and go. Deegan southbound getting down toward the Cross Bronx because of earlier problems. LIE westbound busy through Casino Boulevard. Southern State westbound at Central Ave to Valley Stream. It's an accident being cleared. Sunny today. High of 39. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Have you been thinking about getting LASIK surgery but don't know who to trust? Dental Russo Laser Vision is the place for you. They're a private family practice with locations in New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Long Island. Dr. Joseph Delarusso has been performing LASIK for 30 years, and over 98% of patients see 20/20 after the procedure. That's incredible. Dr. Joe and his son, Dr. Jeffrey, have performed over 165,000 LASIK surgeries since 1990 using the safest and most advanced laser in the world. I've had my eyes examined by Dr. Delarusso and can attest to his professionalism. Even Frankie Five Burrows and Al Gattulo trusted the Delarusso brand with their vision. They are the eye experts. They offer regular eye exams, frames, lenses, cataract screenings, and removals, everything. Trust only the best with your vision. Call Delarusso Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Delarusso. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020 or visit delarusso.com.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio, 643 on AM 970, The Answer. Empire State Bank. It's a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet your specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because you know what they always say at Empire State Bank, when small businesses succeed, our community succeed. Amen to that. Hey, and no one knows better than that than Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri. Thanks, Phil. So, anyway, Phil, where was Phil?
It's my fault. That's my fault. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Thanks,
here
Phil.
It is. Got Gattulo.
Here it is.
Big Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
It's my fault.
You should yell at him, Joe.
Why would you?
That's my fault. I was doing something else. I forgot you were doing this read. See, I'm trying to. You got me here. I'll forget it, okay?
Cthulhu.
There you go.
Good. Now we're Cthulhu-ing sponsors, Frank. And now we're Cthulhu-ing sponsors.
Poor Phil Guarneri.
Phil Guarneri. You gave me a Cthulhu. You gave me. This is a great guy. We love Phil. Man, I'll tell you something. He is a great guy. We love every. And I love, and I, well, as an aside, if I can for a second, Frankie, that you and Rachel went. Where did you go when you made that killing at your wedding with all the money you got?
Well, I don't know about a killing.
Where did you go?
We went to Empire State Bank.
The Godfather stuff in that bag?
Yeah. We went to Empire State Bank. Where else would you go?
Did you take the pouch with all the cash in it over there like that? You know, Phil,
it's funny. No, I said to my wife, see, my attitude, Joe, is that no matter what product you're seeking to buy in your life, that we always have to go to a sponsor first, right?
Oh,
have,
no, God bless
you're buying
you for
a car, you're buying a fruit, whatever. You go to a sponsor first. So I said to my wife, we have to open our account at Empire State Bank. And she said, well, no, I'm not going to open it at Empire State Bank just because they're a sponsor. I want to know if they have things like online banking. I said, yes, of course they have online banking. I want to know what kind of interest rates they offer us. Turns out they offer us better interest rates than any other bank in our area. The people there are incredibly friendly. You go to other banks and it's like you're visiting somebody in prison. There's this giant glass partition. I'm serious. There's this giant glass partition.
You would know about that. Yeah.
You're poking your head through the hole, hoping that that the person actually deems appropriate to talk
to my attorney. He'd like to make a deposit.
Exactly. but it's almost like you expect them to pick up a phone on one end of the glass while you pick up the other phone. Empire State Bank, it's the complete opposite of that. You're visiting a person. It's like you're actually visiting people that care about your bank.
Did you do the husband thing after Rachel went and found out how great Empire State Bank is? Did you go with the hands like, huh?
I might have
Who's
done
your
that.
Boss?
Yes, I might have done that.
Little gloaty.
I might have done that.
But to Frank's point is so true because what Phil Guarneri did, he came in and he told us about with Tom and Esmeralda and Jeannie, everybody over there. They opened it up and then, now I see other banks doing exactly what Empire State Bank did, where it's more open, where you can sit down and you feel more casual when you go into the bank. Check it out. The locations in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. We love the folks at Empire State Bank. You will too. ESBNA.com. It's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, so we got a winner here. Oh, Linda, our buddy Linda, she is the winner. And she's donating the case. Look at she's donating. God bless her. Linda is donating the case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce to Immaculate Heart of Mary Rectory in Brooklyn. God bless you, Linda, for that. She's donating a case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce to the rectory at Immaculate Heart of Mary. God bless you for that. That's wonderful. Now, the question was, herring is like canned. It's canned, and it's called sardines. Why? Of course, because it was made where? What city is it? Sardinia. Sardinia is an island. Is it technically, Frankie Five Boroughs, a city as well? And it may very well be. The island of Sardinia, as we know it, is an island. Is there a city called Sardinia? That was a discrepancy I was worried.
Yeah, I don't think there is. I know it's an island, but I don't know that there's a town or a city of Sardinia as well.
Al, we're not nitpicking.
I'm going home. You're nitpicking. I'm going home. I'm done.
We're not.
The president is speaking live right now in Davos.
It's a region.
The Senate impeachment. Why don't we go to that?
It's the Sardinia is an island, so we're gonna have to see if indeed it is a city. But in any case, it was a good question. We'll go in a second. But first, I want to go to Joe and Pasek. Who is this? The Joe and Pasek guys that won the Retro Fitness
yes.
membership. Oh, hey, let's bring him on the air, and then we'll go to the president as well. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling. Congratulations!
Hey, Joe,
you won the Retro Fitness membership.
Thank you so much.
Now, who are you going to give the other one? We gave you Stacy gave you another Retro Fitness membership to give away. Give one. Buy one, give one. Who are you thinking of, huh?
Buy one of my daughters. I have to check into it.
God bless
anyway,
you.
When I was small, my grandfather used to say to me, "Chi si dice, Giuseppe?"
And the answer was,
"Usalde da mangiano leche." The sardines eat the leeches.
Oh, that's very fun. Never heard that? Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's a Sicilian, I would say. Hey, Joe, thanks for listening.
No, Napolitano Calabrese.
Yeah, all right. Calabrese, right. Joe, thanks for listening. Congratulations.
Okay,
congratulations, buddy. Yeah, I'll see you at the Retro Fitness. Come on down to Flemington if you can. Yeah, we'll pick up some of the audio from the president in a second. It's 6:49 with Joe on the radio. The president is in Davos. He's doing things to actually help the country. What a surprise with this whole fiasco going down there. And you know, too. This is what gets me crazy. And we'll go to Debbie in a second. I'm watching Chuck Schumer, man. And it just upsets me because he knows just when the president is in Davos, just when everything, they're all looking to the president saying, wow, we want our country to be like the United States now. That's never happened before. The president is not apologizing. He's going saying, look, it's our way or no way. And now they're coming to our way. And maybe, is it a little pompous? Maybe. But you know what? America first. There's nothing wrong with that. And people are appreciating that. Then, rather than complimenting, supporting the president, saying, you know what? We might have been wrong. He's got us on the right track. Schumer has a press conference. And for some reason, the news outlets cover it. And it was nothing but just bashing the president. So now you have Schumer up there for no. It's so anti-American at this point. It's just anti. It's not politics as usual. It's an obsession, and it's wrong because it should be all positive when it is positive. And when you make a mistake like the Mueller probe, when you make this mistake like with Ukraine, the mistakes that you're making with this impeachment, I expect an apology, number one, from the Democrats, and I expect them to pay for every cent of the costs of the Mueller probe and now this impeachment fiasco. Joe on the radio, 6:51 right now. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway. It's kind of busy westbound at Central Ave, getting out through Valley Stream. That's an accident. The center lane is blocked. A tough ride right now on the Whitestone Expressway northbound as you get up toward the Whitestone Bridge. Southbound Whitestone Expressway by 14th Avenue. Looks like an accident there as well. Prepare for delays on the Deegan South. Heavy 230s down through the Cross Bronx because of earlier problems. Inbound GWB, that's about 20. The inbound Lincoln, a disabled tractor trailer in the South Tube, about 35 here at the Lincoln because of that problem. Holland 25. Problems on the New Jersey Turnpike. New Jersey Turnpike northbound car lanes at 14 in Newark. A 6-car accident reported. 46 eastbound getting out for the Route 3 merge in Clifton. It's an accident over there as well. And over on the Sprain south of Jackson Ave in Greenberg, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. The Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
For today, it'll be mostly sunny, a bit milder during the afternoon hours, a high near 40. Mainly clear tonight, low 31 in the city, but mid-20s in a few suburbs. Sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow, even milder, a high of 46. Friday, we'll see some morning sunshine, followed by increasing clouds, a high of 48. Rain arrives during the day Saturday, perhaps mixed with some sleet and snow in the northern and western suburbs, a high in Midtown of 44. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo. Thank you, Rob. On the Radio 654, telling you about Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you something back for being kind enough to listen to AM 970 and to help building, for help building MyPillow into the great company that it is today. If you go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com right now, you click on the radio listener specials, right? You'll get incredible discounts on mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Now this is an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on Giza sheets. First time buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets from Mike Lindell. You have nothing to lose because you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, you're not going to use that, but it's nice that Mike offers you that. MyPillow.com and go to the radio listener specials and get the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. But check out the MyPillows. Check out the mattress toppers. Check out the towels. Check out everything at MyPillow. Everything from MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And on the website, by the way, MyPillow.com, you have to get What Are the Odds? From crack addict to CEO, Mike's book, cannot put it down. Every time you hear Mike on the show and how he tells you the story and you go, Mike, did that really happen? It's even more intense in the book and so riveting and so inspirational to read this Mike Lindell book. Check it out. But right now, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798 for that buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. Please remember to use the discount code AM970.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. So, you got to go to Moe's. By the way, that was happening. I told you, the other day, walking down, I walk out of the building. You know, I say, hey to Tony. How you doing, Tony? And our security guy, and he's doing great. And I go, okay, now I put my collar up, right? And I go and I open that door onto Broadway. And I want to tell you, that wind whipping down Wall Street, down the it was so cold. I could have walked right to the hotel. I made a left. And I went to the Modell's on Broadway. I went right to Modell's. I went down. And Mitchell's so great the way he lays that out because he knows. I don't know if they change it every day, whatever they do at Modell's, but I went in and I got all the Under Armour, I had to get a white kind of thermal undershirt, long sleeve, that so you wouldn't see, because I was still wearing my shirt and tie on TV. But then I walked down the street, didn't even feel the cold. So you indeed got to go to Moe's. Now, who knew if you would drink a Corona that you would get this virus from China? I mean, just why would they call this virus?
Well, there you go. I mean, come on. Who would drink that?
Who's going to drink Corona? Ugh. Who would drink coronavirus? Would you have a lime with that coronavirus?
Yes. What? If you put a lemon in, it's even worse. Come on. Don't drink that stuff.
Why? You know the people at Corona are going, why did they call this virus coronavirus, you know?
Well, they got to ask the CDC. This is a serious thing.
Could it be
thing?
The Bud Light virus? I mean, it could be something else.
Why would you want to drink that? Again, that's H2O. Honestly, this is a serious thing with this virus. Now, there's a couple of cases here in America. They're saying it is contagious from person to person. And, of course, where does it originate from? China.
Now, I have to tell you, we were talking before the show. Frankie, you haven't seen the movie. There's a movie called Contagion. Was Matt Damon was in it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was a great movie. It was Contagion. That was about 4 or 5 years ago. It was everything that you're reading about this virus. I don't know why they're calling it the coronavirus, because it's from Hunan. The Wuhan region of China. But it's called, for some reason, the coronavirus. We'll get into it. That movie is this, what's happening here. It's so scary. And now it's in America. And a germaphobe like me, get Durasan on the phone. That's all I'm saying. Please. Hey, Joe Concha is going to join us, media reporter, columnist for The Hill. We're going to be talking about this ridiculous impeachment trial. Russ Salzburg is going to talk about one of the great Yankees of all time, Derek Jeter, going into the Hall of Fame. Charles Payne is going to tell you what you could do with your money. Mr. Scott Chesney as well. Piscopo, Morano, Gattulo, Debbie Duhame on AM 970, The Answer.